North Canterbury's Compass FM. A very big welcome to Bex Dollery, the biodiversity ecologist who's come to talk about community and recreation. Good afternoon, Bex.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Thank you for popping in. And I'm absolutely really interested to find out what's happening this Sunday. You've got an environmental volunteer showcase. So tell us all about that.
Yeah, so we decided that we wanted to say a big thank you to all our environmental superstars in the district, and a good way to do it was to bring them all together. But we decided to go a little bit further than that and get them together so that they could do some networking, but also open it up to the public. So on Sunday over in Victoria Park, we're going to invite all the groups along. They can chat, and then they can chat to the public. And if there's anyone interested in getting involved, then they can chat with the groups.
Fabulous. Now, are people invited to bring a picnic, or what's
absolutely
the deal there?
Yeah,
bring a picnic and an esky, and so it's a social thing as well as an educational thing, I guess. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. So it's a thank you and come and learn.
Come and learn. So what time does it start?
So it starts at 11.
11.
And we'll have a sausage sizzle around sort of lunchtime, and we've got lots of activities for the youngsters and the oldsters.
And the old,
actually,
don't forget them. I've seen one or two eyeing up a bouncy castle before now.
indeed. Who doesn't love painting a fairy door, you know?
Yes, hello. Yeah. Absolutely. So people who would generally come along to this as a volunteer, these are people who've helped plant things at riverbeds, and so these are people who've gone out of their way to either tidy up the environment or aid with plantings, with the development of improving our region in various places. I mean, for example, the Ashley Rakahuri River gets a lot of volunteers helping out there, as does of course the other areas that are on the seaside, the coastal areas.
That's right, yeah. And we've got quite a few of those groups coming along. And it's those wonderful people who look just outside of their door and go, we could do this a little bit better. And then they take all of that time and energy. And a lot of them don't have a lot of time, but yet they still find it, and they find the energy to go and do amazing things by, like you say, by planting, by weed control, pest control. And they also promote it to everyone else, and give people the opportunity to get involved and feel like we're doing something to make our own local area.
And for the benefit of our children and future generations, of course. I mean, I remember back when I was in the borough school here in Rangiora a few years ago, we used to go down and do a beach cleanup. So we were all given a bag, and we were to collect whatever rubbish we found on the beach. And that was kind of, I felt, our contribution, to the future. But we were much better at not polluting back then. I thought we were quite good at it, but I did manage to find an old transistor radio that had been stuck into a piece of cheesecloth on the beach, and all it needed was some new batteries, and it worked fine.
Wow.
So that was my earliest experience of recycling, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely, you were paving the way, Bruce.
It was great. And I must say, I think that today's children are much more aware of the environment in which they're growing, and dead keen to help out where they can.
Absolutely.
So you would expect quite a few children along this Sunday?
I do hope so, because so many of them have so much to teach me as well,
Indeed,
they're amongst the bugs and everything all the time, and so I love hearing their stories.
Oh, and they ask all the right questions
They
really do.
Yeah.
Well, what a wonderful event. So that's happening, we're calling it the Environmental Volunteers Showcase, this Sunday, the 12th of November, from 11 until 2. Sausage sizzle somewhere in the middle there.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some games, ecology activities, music. Okay, who have you got in the music lineup?
Well, that is a closely guarded
secret. Okay, you can't tell anybody.
That's right.
Well, keep that closely guarded. Because otherwise people would have to go and see them and pay to get in the venue.
Right.
So we won't disclose who that is. Well, Bex, thank you so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. And I hope that we get to see you after the event, and you could tell us all about how successful it was.
Absolutely.
Sunday, what's the forecast looking like on Sunday? We'll just take a quick look here.
Sunny, cloudy, I do believe.
Oh, really? Oh, that'll be a shame. Hold on, we're just going to have
sunny,
a quick look here.
Sunny, cloudy, but 22 degrees.
Oh, 20. See, 22's all right.
Yeah.
We can do 22. And if it's cloudy, then you're not going to get burnt. Look at it on the positive side. Yeah. So 22 degrees at Victoria Park on Sunday afternoon. Head on down there and have a look at the Environmental Volunteer Showcase with Bex Dollery. Thank you so much for coming in, Bex.
Thank you.
Great to talk.
Compass FM.